Hello and welcome to Rebound. Six contestants are about to battle it out for the chance to win thousands of pounds. But if taking on each other isn't quite tough enough, they'll also have to take on this, the Rebound Bar. Our players need to answer correctly to rebound the bar back at their opponents and attempt to put them out of the game. Let's see who's stepping up to the bar today.
Hi, my name's Keith. I'm a salesman from Tring.
Hello, my name's Simone. I'm a student midwife from Epsom.
Hi, my name's Paul. I'm a company director from Buckinghamshire.
Hi, I'm Anne. I'm semi-retired and I'm from Essex.
Hiya, my name's Will and I'm a barista from County Down.
Hi, I'm Victoria and I'm a business development manager from Liverpool.
Welcome all of you and good luck. Let's kick things off with round one. It's fast cash. This round is all about our players boosting their bank balance. Every question is worth £1,000. They'll have the time it takes for the bar to rebound back along the runway to lock in their answer. The faster they answer, the more money they'll earn. There's a total of £3,000 each up for grabs. Whoever banks the most will have an advantage in the next round. Get ready to make some fast cash. Start the bar. Which of these London department stores was founded first? Get ready for the rebound. Harrods, Fortnum & Mason, Liberty or Selfridges? We're looking for the London department store out of those four that was founded first. One of you locked in very, very late there. Remember, if you get it right and you lock in late, you don't earn so much money. Let's see what you chose. Will, you went for Selfridges.
Yeah, that was based on the fact there was a TV show where everyone looked like they were from the olden days. So I thought that might be worth a punt.
And Keith, you're in agreement with Victoria. You've gone for Liberty. What's the reasoning behind that?
I'm pretty sure it was set up in the 1700s, late 1700s. So that's why I went for it.
OK, let's see what the correct answer is. It's Fortnum & Mason. You all got it wrong and you all miss out on the chance to bank some cash. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these cricketers scored the most test match runs?
Oh,
here comes the rebound. Mike Atherton, Ian Botham, Michael Vaughan or Andrew Strauss? We're looking for the cricketer who scored the most test match runs. Let's see what you locked in. Simone, do you like your cricket?
Oh, I love it. No, I really don't.
And what about you, Anne?
I know nothing about cricket, but I like Ian Botham.
OK, so that's the reasoning.
Yeah.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It's Michael Atherton. You all got it wrong again.
Oh, my goodness!
OK, do you get the hang of this game? You've got to get the right answer to bank some fast cash. The clue's in the title. Fast cash. We need to get some cash for this final question, or this could be really embarrassing. Start the bar. Which of these James Bond films was released first? Here comes the rebound. Octopussy, Moonraker, Thunderball or Goldfinger? All James Bond films, but which was released first? OK, guys, I'm counting on you. Just one of you, please, win some cash. Here's what you chose. Anne, you like James Bond, don't you?
Sean Connery once asked me out to dinner, so that's...
That's a claim to fame. What
but
did you
he
say?
He didn't tell me which was the first film, so...
What did you say when he asked you out to dinner? You said no to Sean Connery? I'm speechless. Why?
I have no idea. I must have been completely bonkers.
I'm just seeing the paths in your life. One of them is with Sean Connery, the other is now, and you took the other path. And you went for Octopussy. Confident with that?
Relatively.
Simone?
My husband will be so disappointed with me. It's one of those geeky things he just talks about all the time and that just goes over my head. So I think from his babbling that it's D, but I can't claim to be listening all the time.
So you think it's Goldfinger? Well, let's see what the correct answer is. It is Goldfinger!
No way! We stay married. This is good. Oh,
you saved your marriage and you banked some cash. Let's see how much you got.
Oh, check me.
£676.
Well
done,
Simone.
That's the end of fast cash. I think the leaderboard is going to be quite easy to work out. Let's have a look at it. Lots of zeros there, guys. This is not good. But Simone, you're out in front, £676, and you're on your own. You're in the lead as we head into our next round. Get set for battle. It's time to go head-to-head. In this round, each player will go one-on-one against each other, answering questions to stop the bar from hitting them. Get a question right and the bar rebounds hard and fast back at their opponent. Get it wrong or answer too slowly and their opponent wins, knocking them out of the game. Only three players will survive. Simone, you were the only one to bank money and fast cash with £676, so you get to play first. Come and join me. Well, Simone, you're a trainee midwife.
Yes.
So you deal with ladies in labour. This slot will be easy then, won't they?
Not really, no. I'd rather a lady in labour, actually.
Well, you're going to have to deal with this slot now. You're going to get a chance to choose who you play in our first head-to-head. Now, they have nothing to lose because they haven't won any money. You're the only person with something to lose here. We can look at the leaderboard just to see. We've got £676. None of the others have got anything. But maybe that means they're easy to beat. Who are you going to choose?
No, they've got lovely smiles, haven't they? They're all glinting over there. Will, it's got to be Will.
Simone and Will, step up to the bar. Now, Simone, as you were the only one to win any money in fast cash, you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? World flags or US presidents?
So let's go with Ipdip Sky Blue. Let's go with US presidents.
Is there any particular reason why?
I'm feeling good about US presidents. Let's hope the question's okay.
Will, are you good on your US presidents?
I know a few of them. Yeah, I'd be more confident on this than flags, so.
Okay, you're about to see images of US presidents. All you have to do is tell me who they are. You each have three lives. Lose those lives, and you are going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. Will, the bar will be heading to you first. Here's your first US president. Start the bar.
Barack Obama.
Clinton. Bill.
George Bush.
Reagan.
John F. Kennedy.
I know.
Simone, you knew. So why did you say Reagan?
I don't know. Reagan just popped out.
OK, well, the pressure caught you out. You're down to two lives. Will, you're in control of the game. You've still got your three lives. And you get to choose the next category. What will it be? Chemistry or maths?
Oh, gosh. I know very little about chemistry. So I'm going to rely on my mental arithmetic and go for maths.
Are you good at maths?
I was when I was 14. But I don't know how much is retained in my brain, so.
You're going to see some percentage sums. Just give me the right answer. It's simple. This time, Simone, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first sum. Start the bar.
10.
2.
20.
150.
25.
It's 50. If it was 100, it would be 25. Yeah. But it's 50.
It's the pressure.
Oh, dear. Simone.
The pressure.
Another life lost.
I know.
Remember, you were the only one to win any money in fast cash. £676. It's a good amount of money, not to be sniffed at. Will didn't win anything, but at the moment, he's grabbing your cash. What are you going to do about it, Simone?
I'm going to try and grab it straight back.
It's a funny old laugh there, Will. You think you've got the money?
I feel like a thief, but I'm OK with that at the minute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you get to choose the next category. What's it going to be? Sports champs or stage names?
OK. I know very little about sport, but I do like theatre and drama, so I'm going to go for stage names.
Stage names it is. Up will flash the real names of some well-known celebrities. You just have to tell me their full professional names. Will, you have three lives. Simone, it's critical. You're down to one life. Lose that and you are going home. Once again, the bar is heading to you first, Simone. Here's your first stage name. Start the bar.
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Angelina Jolie.
No way!
Yeah, it is. And it means you are going home. You've lost your last life, Simone. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm gutted.
Gutted because you've lost a load of money as well. You had £676. That all goes across to Will. You thief, Will. Bad, bad person.
I'm feeling a bit bad now, I will
admit.
Oh,
no, don't feel bad.
But richer.
Will, you now have £676. We're going to see you in the next round. Well done. Simone, you've been beaten by the bar. Now, this is interesting. Everyone has zero in their bank. But, Paul, because you were the quickest of our remaining contestants to lock in your answer in fast cash, you're up next and you get to pick your opponent. Come and join me. Now, Paul, you like sport, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You're a competitive person?
On a golf course, absolutely.
Not really in fast cash, though, are you?
Yeah, well, thick but fast. I mean, I suppose it's, you know, I'd rather be slow and right, but, I mean, that's just one of those things, I suppose.
Thick but fast is not going to work on rebound, you know
it's
that.
It's not. Well, it's got me here, so, I mean, we'll be all right. We'll get there in the end, I'm sure.
So up for grabs is a place in the next round, and that is a big prize. So this is a big decision for you. Have a look at them. Good-looking bunch, aren't they? Who are you going to go for? There's Victoria, there's Anne, there's Keith. He's got that wry smile on his face, Keith, hasn't he? What do you reckon? Maybe he's a bit nervous?
Maybe.
Maybe. Or maybe Anne. She's grinning away to lull you into a full sense of security. Have a think, but don't tell me now. Find out who's playing next after this. Welcome back to Rebound. Before the break, Will won our first head-to-head, but who'll join him in the next round? Right, Paul, you've had a chance to think who you want to play. Who's it going to be?
I think we're going to give Anne a go.
Why?
Well, I'm not sure anybody who turns down a dinner date with Sean Connery can be that intelligent.
Anne, will he eat you for dinner in Rebound?
I hope not. I'm going to give it a go.
Anne, Paul, step up to the bar. Anne, you used to have a dating disco service, didn't you?
Yes. It wasn't advertised as a dating disco service. It was an over-35s disco, but, yes, we had a few dates arising from it.
How successful were you?
Well, very. We had two marriages, which are still going on.
That's very impressive.
Yeah.
So you've got a couple of people together. Is this a match made in heaven?
You tell me, Paul.
I think so.
Well, Paul picked you, and he is in control of the game. So you get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? 20th century novels or capital cities?
Capital cities.
No hesitation at all?
None at all.
Why?
Because when I was at primary school, I had a teacher called Mr. Griffiths, and every day we'd play Mastermind, four pupils. Round one was times tables, round two was capital cities.
Well, my best subject at school was English literature, so I was hoping he was going to pick the novels.
OK, well, he hasn't picked it. We're going to see how you get on. Up will flash a country. You just have to tell me what the capital city is. You've each got three lives. The first person to lose those lives will be going home fast. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, Anne, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first country. Start the bar.
Madrid.
Moscow.
Belfast. Oh!
It's Dublin.
No, it's Dublin. It
they is... won't be happy.
No, I
in
know.
Dublin,
I've been
the Republic
to
of
both.
Ireland, they'll be furious. Well, you're in control. You get to choose the next category. What will it be? Hymns and carols, or UK counties?
Not much of a singer, so I think we'll go for UK counties.
You know your geography?
Yeah, I think rather that than hymns and carols.
You're about to see the names of some UK counties. Each will have a letter missing. I want you to give me the complete name. Once again, Anne, the bar will head to you. Here's your first county. Start the bar.
Devon.
Kent.
Sussex.
Dorset.
Cheshire.
Lancashire.
Suffolk.
Ah! It's Rutland.
Rutland?
Smallest county.
It's Rutland, Paul.
OK.
It means you've lost a life.
I always thought that was a bitter. Well, it is a bitter from Rutland. Yeah, OK, that makes sense now. Always wondered. Yeah.
Now you know, but it's too late for you. Anne, you get to choose the next category.
Ooh.
You've both got two lives. And what's the category going to be? Dogs or catwalk queens?
Dogs, please.
Why?
Because I like dogs.
Have you got any dogs?
No, but I'd like to have one, actually.
Oh, good. OK, well, this could be the beginning of something quite special, then. Get this right, get a dog. It's the complete set. Paul, have you got a dog?
No, I don't like dogs. Cats. Yeah, I love cats.
OK. Up will flash some images of dogs. All you have to do is tell me what they are. You each have two lives. Lose those lives and you're going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. This time, Paul, the bar is heading to you. Here's your first dog. Start the bar.
Dalmatian.
Poodle.
Pug.
Labrador.
Bulldog.
Alsatian.
Terrier.
Oh. It was a Shih Tzu. You didn't get the Shih Tzu, and you got it. That means you stay in control of the game. You've got two lives. Paul, you're down to one life.
Shocker.
What a turnaround.
I know.
Anne, tell me what our next category is going to be. Multiplication or subtraction?
Subtraction.
Why?
It's a shorter word to say.
Paul, mathematician.
Yeah, it was all right. I'm okay. Could do without the... I'll get it right, but could do without the bar coming towards me. But, yeah, we'll see how we go.
You finding it putting the pressure on you?
A little bit, I think.
You're hanging on there. You're going to see some subtraction sums. Just give me the right answer. Anne, you have two lives, a little bit of breathing space. Paul, you only have one life. Once again, Paul, the bar is heading to you. Here's your first sum. Start the bar.
8.
15.
22.
30.
30.
A fatal mistake, Paul. Oh. You have lost that last life. You are going home, and you seemed so confident before.
Oh, I just can't believe the things are going to get said to me in the pub. C'est la vie. Well played, Anne.
Thank you.
Anne, what a comeback. What a turnaround. You've beaten Paul, and you're through to the next round. Well done. We're going to see you there. Paul, you've been beaten by the bar. So, Keith and Victoria, that leaves you to battle it out for the last spot. Step up to the bar. Now, Keith, you're a cricket umpire, aren't you?
Yes.
So, does that mean in a few minutes' time you're going to be bowling Victoria out?
Hopefully, I'll be spreading her stumps everywhere.
Oh, Keith!
You didn't realise you were taking on someone like that, did you?
I'm dreading this, to be honest.
Victoria, you're going to be fine. Now, you used to be a model, didn't you?
I did,
and
yes.
You were Miss Liverpool in 2004.
I was, yeah, way back in 2004, but I'm still clinging on to that title now.
We'll give it to you now. So, Miss Liverpool versus the cricketing umpire. And, Keith, because you were the quicker to lock in your answer in fast cash, you have the advantage and get to choose the first category. What's it going to be? Cocktails or abbreviations?
Oh, gosh, I think I'll go for abbreviations, please.
Don't drink cocktails?
No, I like a nice glass of Burgundy or a port or something like that. Not so much a cocktail. Poke myself in the eye with the umbrellas all the time.
That's not a good thing. Do you like your cocktails, Victoria?
I love my cocktails, yes.
Do you love your abbreviations?
Yes. We shall see.
Come on, Victoria, you'll be fine. You're about to see some common abbreviations. All you have to do is tell me what they stand for. You each have three lives. The first person to lose those lives will be going home. You can only answer the question when the bar is in your half. To start with, Victoria, the bar will be heading to you. Here's your first abbreviation. Start the bar.
Do it yourself.
Rest in peace.
As soon as possible.
Very important person.
Frequently asked question? Oh, Victoria, you're down to two lives. You know that, though, don't you?
Yes. I think I need a cocktail now.
Keith, you're in control of the game and you get to choose the next category.
Great.
European landmarks or theatre?
Oh, let's go for European landmarks.
Not a theatre man?
I just love travel and... When I was younger, I had this very boring habit of looking at encyclopedias and going, oh, that's a castle in Prague, and things like that.
You sound like a really interesting child.
Have some strange habits.
You're about to see images of well-known European landmarks. Just tell me what they are. The bar will once again be travelling to you, Victoria. Here's your first European landmark. Start the bar.
The Eiffel Tower.
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Yep, the Triumph in Paris.
Okay.
Wrong country, wrong city.
Yeah.
Have you been to Paris before?
I haven't, but I've been to Rome.
But you've seen the Arc de Triomphe, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're down to one life, Victoria.
It's okay.
This is it. Mm-hmm. This is it. You've got to keep on to that life, okay, or you're going home. Well played, Keith.
Thank you.
And you're in control of the game. What's the next category going to be? Olympic sports or animals in book titles?
Olympic sports, please.
Victoria.
Super confident. Yeah, really into sport.
You're going to do this. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
We're about to see the names of some Olympic sports. Each will have letters missing. I want you to give me the complete names. You have one life now, Victoria. This is critical. Keith, you've got three lives. And again, Victoria, I'm sorry to say, the bar is heading to you. Oh. Here's your first Olympic sport. Start the bar. Oh, he's on the tip of your tongue. Judo. I thought you were just about to say it. You're out straight away. You've lost your last life. I'm really sorry to see that. Now, Keith, that must have been one of the quickest head-to-heads we've ever had on Rebound. You're a record breaker as well.
Well, I was lucky, but beast beats the beauty.
And Victoria, you must be gutted. What happened there?
Hey-ho, it's just one of them things.
Well, well done, Keith. You're into the next round. You've done really well. We'll see you there. Victoria, you've been beaten by the bar. So three players remain, Will, Keith and Anne. But who will take that one step closer to the final? Anything can happen on Rebound. Find out after the break. Welcome back to Rebound. Keith, Anne and Will have fought off the competition, but only one of them can make it to the final. But first, let's boost those bank balances. And we definitely need to do that, don't we, Keith and Anne? With more fast cash. Once again, every question is worth £1,000, but this time there's a total of £5,000 each up for grabs. £5,000, guys. You did so badly in the first fast cash. This is your chance to make amends. Well, the player who banks the most will have an advantage in the next round. Fingers at the ready. Start the bar. Which of the following national newspapers was published first? Here comes the rebound. The Guardian, the Daily Telegraph, the Independent, or the Times? We're looking for the national newspaper out of those four that was published first. You've locked in your answers. Let's see what you chose. You're all in agreement. You've all gone for the Times. Anne, why?
It's the poshest, for a start, so it's probably the oldest. I have no idea, really. I just went for it.
That's not great logic, Keith.
I know the Telegraph's been going over 150 years. The Independent is quite new. The Guardian was... I don't think it's been going that long, so I left the Times. So, process of elimination.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It is the Times. It was first published in 1788. Wow. So, you've all banked some cash.
Yay.
That's an interesting feeling, isn't it? We haven't been there before. Let's see how fast you were and how much cash you banked. Well done, Anne. £736. But the other two, you did all right as well. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these planets is the closest to Earth? Here comes the rebound. Saturn, Neptune, Mars or Jupiter? We're looking for the planet that's closest to Earth. Let's see what you locked in. Anne, you've gone alone with Saturn.
Yes.
When you think that that chart that you saw in school with the solar system, was Saturn close?
I think I was away that day.
Maybe. Maybe not. The others all went for Mars. Now, Will, why Mars?
Well, I remember from school we learnt the names of the planets by a little rhyme. My very early morning jam sandwiches usually nauseate people, and that's the first letters of them all. So I remember that Venus and Mars are the two closest. So if Venus had come up, I wouldn't have been sure, but Mars came up, so I went for it.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It is Mars. Well done, Will and Keith. Yes, Mars is 225.3 million kilometres from Earth. OK. You both banked some money, but let's see how much you got. Will, well done. You got £857. Keith, you got £802. Not bad, though. You're beginning to bank some cash. This is your chance to stash the cash before the next round, and it will be very important then. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these famous women has been married the most times? Here's the rebound. Patsy Kensit, Joan Collins, Kerry Katona, or Katie Price? We're looking for the one that's been married the most amount of times. You're all locked in. let's see what you chose. Ah, all in agreement. Gone for Joan Collins. Why are you puzzled by that? Why are you not sure?
Well, I suddenly thought Katie Price seems to have got married quite a lot and it might have been her, but hopefully it's Joan Collins.
Have you been married many times?
Three.
Ah, so you could be on a par with some of them.
Well, yeah.
And what was your thinking, Keith?
Joan Collins is the oldest, so therefore she's had more chance of having more marriages.
Good logic. Let's see what the correct answer is. Yes, it is Joan Collins. Well done to all of you. You managed to bank some cash. She's been married five times. She likes the taste of wedding cake, doesn't she? Kerry Katona three times, Katie Price three times, Anne three times, and Patsy Kensit four times. Let's see how much cash you managed to bank. Keith, you got £744. Anne, £485, not too bad. But Will, you're out in front with £762. Well done. Next question. Start the bar. Which of these Beatles was born first? Get ready, here comes the rebound. John, Paul, George or Ringo? They're the Fab Four, but which one was born first? Let's see what you chose. Anne, can you remember the Beatles?
I do remember the Beatles, but I was a Stones fan, so you were either one or the other. It's a bit like Cliff Richard and Elvis Presley. You chose one and then stuck with it. So.
Well, you went for George.
I did.
Why is that?
But I didn't have any ideas, really, but I wasn't very keen on the Beatles at the time. I love them now, but I didn't know about them then. So.
You were too busy being asked out by Sean Connery,
well,
weren't you?
I was, yes.
Let's see what the correct answer is. It's Ringo. Ringo is 75 years old. John Lennon was born in 1940, Paul McCartney, 1942, George, 1943, but Ringo earlier than John in the year of 1940. So you've missed out on a chance to bank some cash. Come on, guys, this is your last opportunity. Start the bar. Which city has the smallest population? Here's the rebound. Berlin, Paris, Milan, or New York City? We're looking for the one of those with the smallest population. Let's see what you chose. Will, you've been to Milan before, have you?
I've never been to Milan, no. I think New York's huge. I think Paris is very, very big as well. So it was a choice between Berlin and Milan. And I just think Berlin has been repopulated a lot since the wall came down, so I went for Milan.
Keith?
I went with Milan because I've been to New York, it's huge. Paris and Berlin are capital cities, so therefore they'll be very, very big, leaving Milan as the other one.
Let's see if you're right. It is Milan. Well done to Keith and Will. Let's see how much cash you banked. Keith, you got yourself £687, but well done to Will, £744 you managed to bank. So that's the end of Fast Cash. It's a good time to look at the leaderboard, and it looks a bit healthier than the last leaderboard we had. Anne, you're in last place with £1,221. Keith, you've got £2,941, but well done, Will. You're out in front, £3,763. You're in the lead as we head into the next round. But remember, only one of them can make it into the rebound final, and we're about to find out who. Let's play Stop the Bar. In this round, Keith, Anne and Will each have their own bar. Each player's bar is determined to reach them and knock them out of the game. It's a race against time, so they need to think fast and lock in the correct answer as quickly as possible to stop their bar and stay in the game. Each time a player gives a wrong answer, their bar will move 3 seconds closer to them. Starting positions will be determined by how much money they've banked so far. Set the bars. And because you banked the least amount of money so far, your bar is starting 6 seconds closer to you, here. Keith, as you're in second place, your bar is starting 3 seconds closer to you. And Will, you've banked the most so far. This means you have the advantage of the full length of the runway to stop the bar. This is the decider. Good luck. Which of these is the correct answer? Rib, spine or skull? Start the bars. Pretty quick locking in. It's really important you lock in quickly so you don't lose time on the runway. But if you get it wrong, you're going to lose 3 seconds, remember. So I hope you've got it right. Let's see what you locked in. You're in agreement with the rib. Why have you gone for that, Will?
I had a total panic when that question came up because I had no idea, so I just decided to, if I'm going to be wrong quickly.
We were looking for For the Love of God by Damien Hirst depicts which part of the body? And Keith, you also went for rib.
I went a completely different route, and I went biblical with Adam's rib. And that was the only connection I could think of getting with it.
You sound
That's
like...
exactly what I did as well, yeah.
I think I know it now that you've given the clue, but it's a bit late.
It is a bit late. Let's see what the answer is. It's skull. For the Love of God by Damien Hirst is covered in over 8,000 diamonds, would you believe it? So, we're in a little bit of trouble here. Still got quite a lot of space, but if you're going to lose 3 seconds regularly, you're going to be out of the game very quickly. And Anne, you're in last place, so you don't want to do that. Move the bars. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Bishop, knight or rook? Start the bars. Anne, you're in last place, and you took an age to lock in there.
I had no idea. I don't play chess. It's probably nothing to do with chess, but it just...
We were looking for which chess piece moves in an L shape. Does it make sense now?
No, because I've never played chess in my life.
Let's see what you locked in. So, Anne, you went for bishop. You've never played chess before. Do you think a bishop goes like that?
Well, if Keith got it right, maybe it does.
Will, you play chess?
I'm not very good, but I'm a good sparring partner for a good friend of mine who does play chess, and he often beats me, sometimes using the knight in an L shape, so...
The correct answer is... It is a knight, so Will, right over there, you are safe for the time being. Anne and Keith, you need this like a hole in the head. Move the bars. It's a real blow.
There's not enough time for me to even take breath.
You can't be making mistakes like this anymore. If you're going to get it wrong quickly. That's what I'd say. Keith, you're not in a great position either, are you?
No.
Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Big Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, Party Tuesday. Start the bars. Let's see what you locked in. We were looking for what is the literal translation of Mardi Gras? And you're all in agreement, you're all working as a team, you're all either right or wrong, but you're doing it together. And that's good for you, Will, because if they lose ground, but you've got lots of space. It's fine for you, Keith, but it's really bad for you, Anne. So why have you gone for Fat Tuesday, Anne?
Well, I knew Fat Tuesday was Mardi Gras, so...
Well, the correct answer is... Coming up, right after the break. Welcome back to Rebound, where Keith, Anne and Will are fighting it out for the chance to play for thousands of pounds. Before the break, we were looking for what is the literal translation of Mardi Gras. Anne, there was a lot riding on this for you. Get it wrong and you're in a lot of trouble. You went for Fat Tuesday. The correct answer is... Fat Tuesday. A stay of execution, Anne. You're hanging on in there. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Sleepy, dopey or doc? Start the bars. Well done, Anne. You locked in quickly. Let's see what you chose. We were looking for, in the 1937 animated film, which of the seven dwarves was clean-shaven? And Will, you went for Sleepy.
I did, and I think it's definitely wrong. I just went quickly. I think it's Dopey. I remember him. He was the kind of young, dopey one lolling around. I'm the sleepy one.
Dopey, Anne.
Are you saying that's me, or are you... Oh, I see. Yes.
You tell me. You went for Doc. Confident?
As confident as I can be with only half a second left over there.
There's not a lot of time there. Let's see what the correct answer is. It's Dopey. Which means none of you got it right. Will's smiling because you know other people are going to take a hit as well. Move the bars. And you're out of time. You're out of the game. You've been beaten by the bar. Which means it's between Keith and Will for that one place in the final. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Mushroom, biscuit or orchid? Start the bars. We were looking for what is Enochia type of? Here's what you locked in. Both in agreement. Mushroom. Keith, why have you gone for mushroom?
I looked at it and it just was something that came out to me that, yes, this looks like it. I never heard of a biscuit called enoki. I love my biscuits.
Will?
I know that there are a lot of Japanese mushrooms, like shiitake and things, so it sounded a bit like that, so I guessed mushroom.
The correct answer is... it's a mushroom, you say, for the time being. It's a long, thin white mushroom used in Asian cuisine. On with the next. Which of these is the correct answer? Jennifer Kate, Jilly Catherine, or Joanne Kathleen? Start the bars. Really quick there, Keith, well done. Just got to get it right, though, haven't you?
Yes, and I pressed the button, actually, before the answer came up, because I just decided I'm going to anticipate.
We were looking for what do J.K. Rowling's initials stand for, and you went for this. Joanne Kathleen. Mm-hmm. Keith, why do you go for that?
That's her name. That's all right, I've read the books.
Will?
I thought Speed was my friend, but I'm regretting it now.
The correct answer is... it is Joanne Kathleen. Well done, Keith. You're safe. You needed that. Will, we're going to have to move your bar. Next question. Which of these is the correct answer? Hydrogen, oxygen or carbon dioxide? Start the bars. Keith, you're out of time. You're out of the game. You've been beaten by the bar. Which means, Will, you're our rebound finalist. Let's just reveal what you locked in. You went for carbon dioxide. We were looking for what is frozen to make dry ice. The correct answer is... it is carbon dioxide. So you got it right, and you're in the final.
Fantastic.
And you get to steal Anne and Keith's money, which means you'll be playing for a prize of... £7,925. It's a great sum of money, isn't it?
Oh, I'm delighted. That money would be fantastic. So I'm glad just still to be here, yeah.
What would you spend it on if you won it?
I think the first thing would be... my girlfriend and I have been talking about taking a nice kind of trip somewhere, maybe to New York or buying a camper van and going across America or something like that.
Well, you could buy a camper van, you could have a really good trip with that money, but you've got to win it first. Let's find out if Will can beat the bar. Now, Will, there are 15 steps between you and the finish line. Will needs to reach that finish line before the bar rebounds back and catches him. And with every correct answer, Will moves one step closer to victory, and that's £7,925. But the bar is determined to hunt him down, and if it reaches him at any time, it's game over, and he goes home with nothing. Is that clear, Will?
Yes.
Let's reveal today's categories. Planet Earth, television, music, food and drink, sport, or world affairs? Now, Will, you have to play three categories. To move along the runway, you'll need to answer five questions from each category you choose. So, Will, tell us what the first category is going to be.
There are a lot up there I don't like, so I'm going to go for one of the ones which I might be OK on, food and drink.
Is that your favourite subject?
No, TV, music and sport terrify me, so I'm going to keep the other two to the end because I might know about them and hope food and drink I get a few lucky questions. It's not the most thought-through approach, but hopefully it'll work out for me.
You've got to keep your cool, Will.
Yeah. Well, you'll be there with me, Sean. Be kind to me. Be kind to me.
Now, the bar will start moving once I've read the first question. It will only freeze once you've given me five correct answers. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck. The Spanish city of Seville is famous for producing which fruit?
Oranges.
If you ordered pulpo in an Italian restaurant, what should you receive?
A pass.
Which cocktail is made with Guinness and champagne?
Pass.
In the cartoon strip, what is Garfield's favourite food?
Lasagna.
In the name of the Pale Ale IPA, the I stands for
Indian.
What?
Indian.
What fish is traditionally used to make gravlax?
Pass.
What name is given to the popular oriental curd made from soybeans?
Tofu.
In the UK, how many imperial gallons of beer are there in
Pass.
A standard barrel? What popular biscuit is named after an Italian nationalist
Garibaldi.
Leader? Well, you did all right.
Gosh.
You got quite a few wrong, though.
I did.
I felt nervous for you.
Oh, man.
Because I could see the bar was creeping up and it's almost got to you and you've only taken five steps. Take a step forward because you're here now. You've done the five. You've got a few wrong.
Yeah.
Octopus is what you get if you ordered pulpo in an Italian restaurant. And you should know that black velvet is Guinness and champagne. You know that?
I tried it once and thought it was disgusting. It ruined a perfectly good glass of Guinness. So, yeah, it's not one of my favourites.
Salmon is Gravelax.
That came to me afterwards as well.
There are 36 imperial gallons of beer in a standard barrel.
I had no idea about that one.
Okay, let's choose our next category. The next five steps. What's it going to be? Planet Earth, television, music, sport, or world affairs?
It's between world affairs and planet Earth, and I'm going to go world affairs, seeing as the American presidents did me well earlier on.
Okay. So you've chosen world affairs. Good luck. In 1987, Robert Mugabe became president of which country?
Uganda.
Who was elected leader of the Liberal Democrat Party in July 2015?
A pass.
The cover of a UK passport features a lion and which other creature?
Unicorn.
Who was elected MP for Uxbridge and South Ruislip in May 2015?
Pass.
In 2008, Raul Castro became president of which country?
Cuba.
Which politician was known by the nickname W?
George W. Bush.
Which former RBS executive was stripped of his knighthood
pass.
In January? What was the real surname of the American activist Malcolm X?
Pass.
In which country is the annual World Economic Forum at Davos held?
Switzerland.
Used to measure inflation, the CPI stands for consumer price what?
Index.
Will, you're getting there. But so's the bar. Take a look behind you.
Oh, my God, there it is.
It's all red, a sea of red. Your heart must be racing.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few there that I knew afterwards. Boris Johnson for Uxbridge, but the pressure's on and you just feel like you have to just go for it.
Well, let's go through the ones you got wrong. It was Boris Johnson. Yeah. Who was elected MP for Uxbridge and South Ruislip in May 2015. Zimbabwe was the country Robert Mugabe became president of in 1987. Tim Farron was elected leader of the Liberal Democrat Party in July 2015. Fred Goodwin was the RBS executive stripped of his knighthood in January 2012. And Malcolm X was known as Malcolm Little.
Right. I didn't know that.
Well, you know it now. And you're still in a position where you could win. That's £7,925, but you've got to claw things back now.
Yeah.
You need a good category, Will. You need to race to the finish line. Well, let's have a look at what you can choose. Music, sport and television, you said, aren't you good ones?
No, yeah, I'm going to go for Planet Earth in the hope that I get some fortunate questions.
It's not your strong one, but it's the strongest out of those, is
that
right?
Yeah, the least bad.
OK, you've stepped forward, you've got five left. £7,925. Is it going to end happily?
Let's do it.
Will, good luck. The Palace of Holyrood House is in which UK city?
Edinburgh.
The name of which South American capital city means good winds in Spanish?
Buenos Aires.
Which island was once home to the dodo?
Galapagos.
In which European city is the world-famous Spanish riding school?
Pass.
Wagga Wagga is a city in which country?
Pass.
The city of London is often known as the square what?
Mile.
How many national parks are there in the UK?
Pass.
90210 is the zip code for which Los Angeles neighbours? In which New Zealand city did a 6.3 earthquake strike? The amount of...
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
You have just won by the skin of your teeth.
Oh, my God.
How did you do that? It's amazing. You butted in on that last question, and that's what got you across the line.
Did I win? I don't even really know. Did I win?
You did. The bar was nipping at your feet, but you just managed to stay ahead, and that means you've won £7,925. There it is. There's confirmation. So what are you going to do with it, that holiday?
Me and my girlfriend were talking about going on holiday. The idea had been to buy a camper van and drive it across the States.
Wherever you go, whatever you do with it, you're going to have a wonderful time. And you have been a wonderful contestant, Will. Congratulations.
I'm so delighted. Thank you, Sean.
That's it for today, but make sure you join us next time when another six contestants battle to beat the bar. Will they do it like Will? See you then. Goodbye.